kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
I decided na mag-mortgage broker na lang ako, then I have to divide my time to the family na eh. Growing na sila eh. Nasa high school sila that time, so I need to be there. Kung nasa banko ako, pag-uwi ko ng bahay, trabaho pa rin ako, so kaya ako nag-quit sa banko. Although sabi nila, this is a GFC time, 2008, mahirap maganap ng trabaho nung mag-resign ako sa banko. It doesn't matter. Ang importante sa akin kasi, matanggal natin yung stress sa buhay natin.
Ito ang tinig ni Deo Antonio na dating bank manager at nagpalit ng karera sa mortgage broker noong malapit na siyang tumungtong ng edad 50 anyos noong taong 2008. Hindi natakot si Deo ng panahon na yon dahil alam niyang may karanasan na siya at mas kailangan niyang oras para sa pamilya at sarili.
Hindi po kayo nagsisi noon? Siyempre po parang nasa peak kayo ng inyong karera, di ba?
I think that's the peak. I don't think I don't want to go further. Too much na yung pressure. Masyado na yung stress yun. Baka naman magkasakit tayo.
Pero hindi lahat ay katulad ni Deo. Ilan sa mga magsisingkwenta o papunta na sa edad na ito ay nagkakaroon ng hamon sa pagpapalit ng trabaho. Sa pinakauling pag-aaral ng Australian HR Institute at Australian Human Rights Commission, lumabas na tinitingnan na bilang matanda ng mga employer ang mga empleyado na tumuntong na ng 51 years old, bagaman malayo pa ito sa retirement age na 67. 56% lang sa nasabing survey sa mga employer ang nagsabing tatanggap sila ng 50 pataas kahit mahirap kumuha ng empleyado. Sinabi ni Sarah McCann Barlett, CEO ng Ocean HR Institute, na bumaba ng tingin sa edad na maituturing na matanda.
That's perhaps because we're in an era of really fast-paced technological change, and we know that there is an assumption, not necessarily correct, that older workers are not as good with technology as younger workers. And I think the other reason could be we've got a younger generation who are wanting to work through their careers and having career opportunities faster. So those two could be coming to bear a little bit around that view of what age a worker becomes older.
Sa kabila ng ganitong pananaw, iginiit ni McCann Bartlett na maraming employer ang nagsasabing wala silang nakikitang pagkakaiba sa performance ng mas matatanda at mas nakababatang manggagawa. Gayunman, hindi na bago ang realidad na ang mga empleyadong nasa edad 50 pataas ay unti-unting naisasantabi dahil itinuturing na sila bilang mas matanda sa loob ng workforce. Ayon naman kay Professor Carol Kolick mula sa University of South Australia, nagsagawa siya ng pag-aaral hinggil sa tinatawag na mga queue jumper o mga manggagawang kusang pumipiling mag-early retirement sa kanilang 50s sa halip na manatili pa sa trabaho.
I'd say that probably the biggest thing that we see, and there has been no change in this over time, is that hiring managers often make the assumption that they want to hire somebody who's going to give them a good return on investment. And so they believe that hiring a younger person means that the younger person is going to stay in the job longer, and an older person, well, the closer they get to retirement, the more likely they are to leave.
Ayon kay Professor Kolick, mali ang ganitong assumption o palagay dahil ipinapakita ng ilang pag-aaral na mas madalas magpalit ng trabaho ang mga kabataang manggagawa kumpara sa mga mas nakakatanda. Dagdag pa niya, mahirap baguhin ang ganitong pananaw sapagkat may ilang hiring professionals na nananatiling nakakapit sa mga lumang paniniwala tungkol sa ugnayan ng mga organisasyon at ng kanilang mga empleyado.
I think that we just have decades of an understanding of employment relationships where organizations would hire new employees based on potential and they saw it as a long-term commitment. But we're seeing such dramatic changes in what people want from employment relationships. So, for example, right now we're seeing that 60 to 70% of new entrants to the labor force say that they don't want to become managers. Well, the way we've traditionally retained people is to promote them into managerial roles. So I think some of the thinking of hiring managers hasn't really caught up to what we're seeing in the data.
Ayon din kay Age Discrimination Commissioner Robert Fitzgerald, matagal nang umiiral ang ageism o diskriminasyon batay sa edad sa larangan ng trabaho. Ngunit panahunaan niya para magsagawa ng mahakbang ang Australia upang labanan ito.
Businesses today need to recognize that that Australian society is changing, their customers are changing, and there is a need in many businesses to represent older faces and older voices in their businesses. There's also chronic labor shortages, and therefore businesses need to be able to meet those shortages. And the only way they're going to be able to do that is by engaging with older people.
Kasama si Dr. Marlene Karsovotsky sa Every Age Counts, isang organisasyong pangkomunidad na laban sa ageism. Ayon sa kanya, habang tumatanda ang populasyon ng Australia, mas magiging karaniwan ang tinatawag na sandwich generation o ang henerasyon na sabay na nag-aalaga sa mga anak at nakakatandang magulang. Isa sa mga paraan para labanan ang ageism, dagdag niya, ay ang pagbibigay ng pagkakataon na magtulungan sa trabaho ang mga tao mula sa iba't ibang edad.
I hope to see more of is embracing the reality that our workforces are now multi-generational. We can have up to 5 generations in one workplace. And the challenge is to harness all of the different skills and contributions and perspectives and energies that everybody brings from different ages. So I'm hoping that maybe next time we see some more specific strategies around how to harness the potential and the productivity of multi-generational workforces. Because these are all really critically important issues for our nation's productivity.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo katuwang si Wing Kwang ng SBS News. Ako si TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa. Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.